Well, well, look at this then. The genie bent over them. 1,000 eyes with 1,000 images in them shone above their heads, and as he spoke, Azif's breath blew like the hot desert wind from one end of the ravine to the other.
So, what have we here? Boomed the genie. A dragon? A genuine dragon. Well, well, well.
His voice was as hollow as an echo, resounding from wall to wall of the rocky ravine.
So, it was you making my skin itch so much that 1,000 servants had to scratch it for me.
I didn't do it on purpose, genie, Fardrek called. We've come to ask you a question.
Ah!
The genie's mouth stretched into a smile.
I answer only human questions.
We know.
Ben jumped up, pushed the hair back from his forehead, and looked up at the huge genie.
I'm going to ask you the question, Azif.
Oh, breathed the genie. So, this little fellow knows our name. What kind of question is it? You know the rules?
Yes, replied Ben.
Good.
The genie leaned a little farther down, his breath as hot as the steam rising from a saucepan. Perspiration was dripping off the end of Ben's nose.
Ask away, breathed Azif. I could just do with another servant, someone small to clean my ears, for instance. Now you would be the ideal size for that.
Ben gulped. Azif's face was now directly above his head. Blue hairs as thick as saplings grew in his nostrils, and his pointed ears rising high above his bald skull were larger than Firedrake's wings. Two huge eyes, green as the eyes of a giant cat, looked down mockingly on Ben. He saw his own reflection in them, tiny and forlorn. Azif's many, many other eyes showed other scenes. Snow fell on strange cities, ships capsized at sea. Ben mopped the sweat off his nose and said in a loud voice,
Where does the rim of heaven lie?
Sorrel narrowed her eyes. Firedrake held his breath. And Twiglek began shaking all over. But Ben, heart thumping, waited for the genie's answer.
The rim of heaven, repeated Azif.
He rose a few more feet into the air and then laughed so loud that the stones broke away from the walls of the ravine and crashed into the depths. His fat belly wobbled above Ben's head as if it might drop on him at any moment.
little one,
boomed the genie, bending over the boy again. Firedrake placed himself protectively in front of Ben, but Azif gently pushed the dragon aside with his huge hand.
The rim of heaven, he repeated.
You're not putting that question for yourself, are you?
Ben shook his head. No, he said. My friends need to know. Why ask me that?
Why? Boomed Azif so loud that Twigleg put his hands over his ears. Because you are the first! The first not to ask for himself, my beetle-sized little human. The first in so many thousands of years that I can't even count them. So I am doubly glad to answer your question, although I really could have used you as a servant.
Do you know the answer? Ben's tongue was sticking to the roof of his mouth.
Do I know the answer? The genie laughed again.
He kneeled down and held his blue thumb in front of Ben's face.
Look at that, he breathed. Look into my 223rd eye. What do you see?
Ben bent over Azif's thumb.
I see a river, he whispered so quietly that Firedrake had to prick up his ears to hear him.
It's flowing through green mountains, on and on. Now, the mountains are higher,
Everything's bare and empty. There are mountains very oddly shaped, like...
But the picture was changing.
The river's flowing past a building, murmured Ben. Not an ordinary building. I don't know, a palace or something like that.
The genie nodded. Look at it. Look at it hard, he breathed. Look at it closely.
Ben looked until the picture blurred again. Then Azif held out his forefinger.
And here is my 255th eye, he said. What do you see there?
I see a valley surrounded by 9 high mountains with snow-capped peaks. They're almost all the same height. The valley is full of mist.
Good,
Azif blinked. The picture blurred again, like the images in all his other 999 eyes, and a new one appeared. Ben's eyes opened wide.
There! Oh, look!
He bent excitedly over Azif's gigantic finger. Fire Drake! There's a dragon there! A dragon, like you! In a cave! A gigantic cave! Fire Drake took a deep breath and stepped forward uneasily, but Azif blinked again, and the picture in his 255th eye blurred along with all the rest. Disappointed, Ben straightened up.
The genie withdrew his hand and placed it on his mighty knee and stroked his long mustache with his other hand. Did you notice what you saw? He asked the boy. Did you memorize it carefully?
Ben nodded. Yes, he stammered. Yes, but...
Beware! Azif crossed his arms over his chest and looked at the boy sternly. You have asked your question, but now watch your tongue, or you may yet be my servant.
Confused, Ben bowed his head. The genie rose and floated a little way up in the air as light as a balloon.
Follow the river Indus and seek the images you saw in my eyes, boomed Azif. Seek the images. Enter the palace on the mountainside and break the moonlight on the stone dragon's head. When that day comes, 20 fingers will point the way to the rim of heaven, and silver will be worth more than gold. Speechless, Ben looked up at the vast genie. Azif smiled. You were the first, he called again. Then he inflated like a sail in the wind, and his arms and legs turned to blue smoke again. Azif whirled around and around until leaves and flowers were dancing in his wake, and he was nothing but a pillar of blue smoke. It dissolved in a gust of wind and disappeared. Seek the images, murmured Ben, and closed his eyes.